yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, growth hormone, PRP, and stem cells. You know, those are the taboo words in medicine because, growth hormone is just a hormone like any other hormone in your body. But unfortunately, it's been so politicized that no one wants to touch growth hormone. But growth hormone does exactly what it says, growth hormone. What it does, it helps the body fix things. So you see, like in any part of medicine, if your potassium is low and you see a doctor, they give you potassium. If your calcium is low, they give you calcium. But you know, if your growth hormone is low, they don't give you growth hormone. And that's because of the political environment. But growth hormone, you know, the range of growth hormone has changed significantly over the last 20 years. You know, when you are 20 to 25, an optimal growth hormone level is about 300 to 350. But now you have normal levels that start at 40 and go up to 180, 190, and they're differentiated by age. Here's a sad part about it. You know, if you are 60, do you want to feel like you're 60, or would you rather feel like you're 29? Well, when you go see a doctor, he will tell you that your levels are right for your age. Right for your age. You know, they never tell you that your potassium is right for your age. They never tell you that your calcium is right for your age. They never tell you that your magnesium is right for your age. Why should your growth hormone be correct for your age? Why not have it optimally? You know, these are the benefits of growth hormone. But before I tell you about the benefits of growth hormone, let me just mention something. There is a reason why athletes want growth hormone. You see, what growth hormone does, if you injure yourself, if your organs are damaged, like your heart or your lungs or your kidneys, or if you injure your foot, growth hormone is critical in the fixing of the problem. So when your growth hormone is low or not optimal and you injure yourself, growth hormone tells the body, hey, buddy, why don't you fix it next month? When your growth hormone is optimal, growth hormone says to your body, hey, fix it right now. And so growth hormone tells your body to go about and fix the problem right away. That's the difference between having an optimal growth hormone and having a growth hormone that's quote-unquote normal but low. Well, growth hormone helps you heal quicker. So it's faster wound healing and stronger bones. It improves your sexual performance. It helps you maintain your vital organs like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your brain in an optimal condition. It lowers your risk of heart disease. It lowers your cholesterol and blood pressure. Growth hormone helps reduce body fat and increase muscle mass. Growth hormone increases energy level and enhances your mood. It sharpens your vision and memory. It helps you regrow your hair, have smoother and finer, firmer skin. It improves your cognitive functioning and enhances your immune function. Now, what is there that I said that you don't want? So why not get your growth hormone optimal? Well, I think everyone should have their growth hormone optimal. The problem is that because of all the problems, it is cost prohibitive because growth hormone is very, very expensive. And as such, it is not your bang for your buck because of the price. But if growth hormone's price was better, it would be the hands-on favorite to help fix your problems. But the price is based on politics and all the problems that go along with it. But growth hormone, nonetheless, is one of your most important hormones in your body. You know, a lot of people say growth hormone causes cancer. Point of fact, it does not. Growth hormone helps your body function better. You know, when people say these things that hormones cause cancer and all these things, I ask them this question. Who has the highest growth hormone levels? 15 to 25-year-olds. Do they get cancer from growth hormone? No, they don't. See, if growth hormone caused cancer, then 15 to 25-year-olds will get the cancer instead of the 65-year-old, 70-year-old whose growth hormone is low. And the same thing they say about testosterone, that, you know, when the testosterone is too high, you're going to have prostate cancer. Well, what 15 to 25-year-olds has prostate problems? No, they don't. You see, when you take normal or natural hormones, they don't cause those problems. It's what synthetic hormones is what cause those problems. And make no mistake, synthetic hormones are not natural hormones. You see, when you put natural or bioidentical hormones into your body thinks it made it. Your body thinks it made it. When you put synthetic or hormones which are not identical to what the body makes, the body says, whoa, what is this? I never saw it before. What is going on here? What is this thing in my body? I am going to send my immune system after it. I am going to send it to the liver and get the liver to destroy it because I have never seen it in my life before. That's the difference between synthetic and bioidentical. And that's why when you take natural stuff, they don't cause cancer, all the side effects that they say, but synthetic do. So growth hormone is very, very important for your life, and it's important for your organs, and there's so many beneficial things to do with your body. Now, we're talking about growth hormone today, PRP and stem cells. The big difference between growth hormone and stem cells is that growth hormone tells your body to fix the problem. Stem cells fixes the problem themselves. You see, if in Texas, if you were to have a child today or a grandchild, they would ask the parents if they wanted to store the umbilical cord blood. And the answer should be a resounding yes, because that umbilical blood is rich in stem cells. Now, why is that important? You see, stem cells are important for your body to fix things. Every organ in your body has stem cells. That means your teeth have stem cells, your hair, your bone, your fat is rich in stem cells. Every organ in your body has stem cells. And the job of the stem cells in your body is to repair things and fix it. They do it themselves. They don't ask anyone else to do it as growth hormone does. Stem cells does the job themselves. And so you say yes when they ask you. Now, it's not expensive to store it. In most places, anywhere from $100 to maybe $300 a year to store stem cells. Now, why is that important? You see, because there's a good chance that that stem cell will be a match for your brothers and sisters, for your parents, for your grandparents. And what else does that mean? You see, in the next 5 to 10 years, they'll be able to take one stem cell and make a new heart with it, make a new kidney, make a new set of lungs. So in the future, stem cells will be able to do all those things. So let's say that your child, you store the stem cells of your child, and you are 30 years old. And let's say now you're 50 and you run into a problem with a kidney. There's a good chance that your child's stem cell might be able to clone you a new kidney. Now, how does stem cell work? Well, let's say you're 10 years old and you're running and you fall on your knees and you injure your knees. Immediately, millions of stem cells show up at your knee. And what do? They assess the damage. They said, whoa, my goodness, there's a lot of damage here. We're going to need some new cartilage. We're going to need some tendons. We're going to need some bone. We'll need some muscle, and we'll need some blood vessels to fix the problem. And then the stem cells would morph or change into bone, into cartilage, into tendon, into muscle, into blood vessels, and fix the problem. That's when you're 10 years old. When you're 60 and you fall into your knee, a few hundred stem cells show up. There ain't enough of them to do anything. And that's the difference. As you get older, your stem cells get less and less and less, and they work, and their performance decreases with time. So as you get older, you have less stem cells, and they don't function as well. So that's your stem cells. Now, we think, we all are concerned about being fat and overweight. But, you know, there's one good thing about being fat. It's because your fat is a gold mine of stem cells. We call it fat gold in our clinic, because we use that fat to extract stem cells to put in your joints, in your face, in your arms, in your genitals, wherever it hurts, whatever needs to be fixed. We use that fat, we pull the stem cells out, we add it to PRP, and we put it in those areas, and they fix the problem. So that brings us to PRP. But before we go on, let me just tell you a little bit that you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble's, most of the other book outlets. It also is available at my website, www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. Once again, today we are talking about growth hormone, PRP, and stem cells. Now, we're about to talk about PRP. You know, in your blood, there's healing properties. And the healing properties of the blood is what you call PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And so what PRP does, it activates your stem cells wherever you put it, and it makes your stem cells multiply, and it also helps your stem cell become younger and healthier so your stem cells can do the job. So what we do is we extract your blood, we spin it down, take the PRP, the healing portion of the blood, out of it, and now we have PRP. And then we can now inject the PRP wherever it hurts. Now, I want you to be a little cautious of this. PRP, when you take the blood out, You can take a small amount of blood, or you can take a large amount of blood. The more blood you take, the more PRP you have. And when we inject PRP into the face to make your face younger and healthier, in your hands, make your hands better, in your vaginal area to make your vaginal area better, i.e. to make you lubricate better, to decrease pain with intercourse, to help with urine incontinence, to help with orgasm. When we put the PRP in those areas, it helps with all those things. Or when we put PRP into the penis, as in Priapus shot or the P shot, it rejuvenates the penis, make it stronger and healthier, improves the blood flow and the nerves, and make it function better. And in some instances, make the penis a little bit larger in size. This is all from PRP activating the stem cells in your genital area. We also use PRP for the knees and the joints and the muscle, because when we use in those areas, the PRP activates the stem cells in those areas. Now, if you are, let's say you're under 50 and you come in general, you don't need to do stem cells with those people because they're young enough. They still have enough stem cells that sometimes all you need with those people is just some PRP to activate the stem cells in the area. But when you start getting 50 plus and up, it's probably a good idea to harvest some stem cells and add the PRP to it so that you have your body's own source of stem cells in the area that you're concerned about. We add a little more stem cells to that area, and then we add some PRP to activate it all. And that works better. Right? You know, we have had some people come to offices try to sell us some stem cells from umbilical blood. Now, umbilical blood, as I said before, is rich in stem cells. But when you take that umbilical blood and you divide it up into portions with only 500,000 stem cells or a million stem cells, and you think that million stem cells will take care of Joe's knee pain, a knee problem, well, sometimes it does. A lot of times it doesn't, because there just is not enough stem cells in that portion. When we do fat, we can get a lot more stem cells for that knee. You know, in 1 cc of fat, we can get as much as 1 to 2 million stem cells. So if you take 200 cc's of fat from someone, you can have upwards of 100 to 3 to 400 million stem cells in that portion of fat, which is a lot more than you would get normally. So when you use that and you combine with PRP, then you get a better outcome on the PRP and stem cells for the knee. So we find that it works a lot better if you use fat as opposed to if you use the umbilical blood stem cells, if you don't use enough of the stem cells in it. So PRP is wonderful for most knee or joint problems. It's wonderful for most muscle pains. It's wonderful to optimize the face so the face can look better. So basically anywhere we even use PRP for stretch marks, because it helps with a lot of these things. So PRP and stem cells and growth hormone are very, very important for your health. Well, I just want to touch base with you on a few other things. Even though I love those things, they are, just for some people, they may be price prohibitive. So those people, there are other ways you can improve your hormones. And that way is detoxing your body. You see, your body is your hormones help your body function better. But you also need to detox. And a lot of people don't understand how important detox is to the body. You see, in life, The more energy something generates, the more toxins it generates. A jet plane has a lot of power. It also has a lot of exhaust. A Maserati has a lot of power, a lot of exhaust. A Toyota truck, not as much power, not as much exhaust. So you athletes that are out there, you guys who exercise in the gym an hour to 2 hours every day, the ones who are running track, the ones who are doing all these things, you think you're so healthy. But let me tell you something. If you produce more energy than the couch potato, it also means that you're producing more toxins than the couch potato. You go camping. It's cold. What do? You light a fire. How does that happen? You grab some logs. That would be the raw materials. You light the logs. That's the chemical reaction. And now the chemical reaction creates a product. The product would be heat. On the other side of the product would be smoke, the exhaust. If you made a bigger fire, you get more heat, but you get more exhaust. Now, if your car needed a tune-up, would you give it premium fuel or would you tune it up? Well, if you gave it premium fuel, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money because the car will still be sluggish. You got to tune it up first. If you are moving into an old house with a lot of junk in it, do you move your new furniture into that house or do you clean the house first? If you are eating and your body's a cesspool, what is the point of putting great nutrition into a cesspool? You're wasting your time. So whenever anyone asks me what's more important, detox or cleaning up their gut or better nutrition, I tell them detox is much more important than good nutrition. You want to clean your system first before you give your body the best food, because otherwise you're wasting your time. So in the scheme of things, you know, if you look at the way life is, it is raw materials combining together to give you energy and exhaust. That's what a chemical reaction is in your body. And that's the key. That's how you get energy, by having a chemical reaction. Unfortunately, every chemical reaction in your body produces toxins. Now, what happens when your body produces toxins? Well, 70 to 80% of all the toxins in your body are stored in your fat. Well, what happens to your fat? Your fat is ravenous. And so they gorge on the toxin. And as a result, your fat cells grows in size. And because a fat cell grows in size, you gain inches. And since the body tries to dilute the toxins, you also gain weight. When you do a phase 2 detox, we force the fat to give up the toxins. And when the fat does that, the fat cells shrink, so you lose inches. And because the fat cells have shrunk by giving up the toxins, your body needs less water, so you lose water, and so you lose inches, and you also lose weight. The toxins are then circulated in the blood, goes to the liver. Now, if the liver can handle the toxins, great. If the liver can't handle the toxin, then guess what? The toxins goes back into the blood, back into the body, and then back into the fat cells, which then become big again. And then they send out a signal to the body to make more fat cells. So you've actually complicated and made the condition worse when you do that. So you need to make sure that whatever detox you use, that it's a phase 2 detox that makes the fat cells give off their toxins and also helps the liver get rid of the toxins. All right? So we need to make sure we do a good detox to go along with the hormones, because that's truly the difference. So if you look at energy and toxins, we all want energy. Let's say in San Antonio that the power plant produces power, but it also produces toxins, and the toxins got into the city water. The city would become sick. It doesn't matter how much power the power plant makes, the city will still be sick. So what you have to do in life is you got to separate the power from the toxins. You got to increase the power in your body and decrease the toxins, and that gives you true energy. All right? That's the key to life. And so we do it at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center by optimizing your body, by getting rid of toxins, optimizing your hormones. And then after we do that, then clearing up your leaky gut or your nutrition so that your body can do its job. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. The phone number to call in, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, at iTunes, and other stores. And it's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. And on that website, you'll actually get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Well, you guys have a wonderful evening and night, and I will catch you all next week. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Good night.